Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll be reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 1, Text 14. Is it working? Sutta Uvacha. Evam Nishamya Bhrigunandana Saruvaram. Evam Nishamya Bhrigunandana Saruvaram. Vyasiki Sabhagavan Atu Vishnuratam. Vyasaki Sabhagavan Atta Vishnuratam. Pratyarcha Vishnucharitam Kalikam Masakagam. Pratyarcha Krishna Charitam Kali Kama Saknam. Vrayar Hatum Arabhata Bhagavata Pradana. Vrayar Hatum Arabhata Bhagavata Pradana. Evam Nishamya Bhrigunandana Saruvaram. Vyasiki Sabhagavan Atta Vishnuratam. Pratyarcha Krishnucharitam Kali Kama Sagnam. Vayar Hutum Arabhata Bhagavata Pradana. Please stand.
Evam Nishamya Bhrigunandana Saruvaram. Kisa Bhagavan Atta Vishnuratam. Vrayarcha Krishna Charitam Kali Kama Sagnam.
Ladies,
Kalilasanam. Vishnuratam Vajrakshakasya Karitam Kalimaskasatam Vajrakshakasya Bhagavata Evam nisamya brigunam dhamasaduvadam Vaya sukhisa bhagavanata vishnuratam Vaya sukhisa vishnutarita kalikamasagnam
Sutuvacha. Sutta Goswami said, Evam, thus, Nishamya, hearing, Brigunandana, O son of the Brigu dynasty, Shonaka. Saduvaram, pious questions. Vyasaki, Shukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev. Sa, he, Bhagavan, the most powerful. Ata, thus, Vishnuratam, unto Parikshit Maharaj. Who was always protected by Vishnu? Pratyarcha, offering him respectful obeisances. Krishnacharitam, topics of Lord Krishna. Kali Kalmasagnam, which diminished the troubles of this age of Kali. Vyahartum, to describe. Arabhata, began. Bhagavat Pradana, Shukadev Goswami, the chief among the pure devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sutta Goswami said, O son of Bhrigu, Shonaka Rishi, after Shukadev Goswami, the most respectable devotee, the son of Vyasadeva, heard the pious questions of Maharaj Parikshit, he thanked the king with great respect. Then he began to discourse on the topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all sufferings in this age of Kali. Please repeat. Sutta Goswami said, O son of Bhrigu, Shonaka Rishi, after Shukadev Goswami, the most respectable devotee, the son of Vyasadeva, heard the pious questions of Maharaj Parikshit. He thanked the king with great respect. He then began to discourse on topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all sufferings in this age of Kali. Purport. In this verse, the words Krishna Charitam Kali Kamasagnam indicate that the activities of Lord Krishna are certainly the greatest panacea for all miseries, especially in this age of Kali. It is said that in the Kali Yuga, people have only short lives. They have no culture of spiritual consciousness. If anyone is at all interested in spiritual culture, he is misled by many bogus swamis and yogis who do not refer to Krishna Katha. Therefore, most people are unfortunate and are disturbed by many calamities. Srila Vyasadeva prepared Srimad Bhagavatam at the request of Narada Muni in order to give relief to the suffering people of this age. Kali Kalmasagnam. The Krishna consciousness movement is seriously engaged in enlightening people through pleasing topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam. All over the world, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is accepted in all spheres of life, especially in advanced educated circles. Srila Shukadeva Goswami is described in this verse as Bhagavata Pradana, whereas Maharaj Pritchard is described as Vishnu Ratam. Both words bear the same meaning. That is, Maharaj Pritchard was a great devotee of Krishna, and Shukadeva Goswami was also a great saintly person and a great devotee of Krishna. Combined together to present Krishna Katha, they give great relief to suffering humanity. Anartho Pashamam Shakshad Bhakti Yogam Adhoksajay Lokas Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhitam. The material miseries of the living entities, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:7, verse 6. People in general are unaware of the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Unaware that the message of Srimad Bhagavatam can give all of human society relief from the pangs of Kali Yuga. Kali Kalmasaknam. Om Ganatimarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamala Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajna Setam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishikam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwe Vishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Piye Pancha Kaupa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishmeva Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So here in this verse, we get an introduction again to the great personalities who are the source of this great Krishna Katha, which is just to begin here in the 10th canto. First of all, we have Suta Goswami, a great sage and well-respected in this assembly of Vaishnavas and Brahmins. Speaking with Shonaka Rishi, another great devotee, son of Bhrigu Muni. And he is relating the discussions between Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami is not just another speaker, but he is a direct son of Vyasadeva. When he entered the assembly of sages and devotees there gathered on the bank of the Ganga to speak with Maharaj Parikshit, they immediately arose and respected him and welcomed him to speak. So he was the most respectable devotee. He even spoke before his father, Vyasadeva. Very well respected. And of course, Maharaj Parikshit, who is posing all the questions, who is so eager to hear the pastimes of Lord Krishna, because he is Vishnu Ratam. He is always protected by Lord Vishnu, Krishna, even in the womb. Before he came, took birth, he was protected by Krishna and Sudarshan Chakra from being destroyed in the womb. So he is known, obviously, as a great devotee of the Lord. So with this setting of very great personalities, this Krishna Katha is going on, and now we'll focus on the direct pastimes of Lord Krishna. So when such great personalities gather, certainly the discussions will be very pointed and elevated, and, as we can expect, very much directed on the topics of Lord Krishna and his pastimes. So this is the atmosphere, and certainly if we were able to enter into that atmosphere, Jai Shishi Radha Shama Sundar Ki Jai. If we are able to enter into that present, the assembly of devotees who are giving that discussion, we would feel wonderfully enlivened. So we are very fortunate. Because Vyasadeva is here, he's giving us that same discussion for our benefit. And not just our benefit, but the benefit of everyone in Kali Yuga. It doesn't take much to look around and see how much suffering there is in this age of Kali. Sometimes modern scientists, they like to discuss about how man has evolved from very primitive conditions. They have come from primitive, tribal, almost animalistic conditions and have developed into the modern, scientifically advanced society of highly intelligent and well-cultured people. But this is not the view of Vyasadeva or the Vedic literatures. Actually, the people of this age have become degraded. And their degradation is much as part of their so-called advancement because they have ignored the personality of Godhead. They have not delved deeply into these discourses of the topics concerning Krishna. Therefore, the result of all their endeavors is more and more suffering. So much scientific advancement to make life more comfortable. But we see diseases are increasing. Very serious diseases. Very painful diseases. And the remedies are equally painful. And the people have so much now suffering from broken families, so much stress in their daily lives, in their working, in their family life. So they're suffering in so many ways. And that suffering is deeper than what people previously experienced. Because previously people were very satisfied to hear the topics of Lord Krishna, and they would live a simpler life, free from the tensions and anxieties, the rat race of trying to earn money so they can have a little higher standard of comfort and living. Rather now, they're just creating more and more struggles for themselves. They invent the automobile, and as a result, now they're struggling over oil. Will they have enough oil to keep their cars running? And because of the struggle for oil, so many political problems. A little change in the price of oil and gasoline, and whole economies are disturbed, and the people are put under great anxiety. So are they advanced by all their scientific achievements? One should certainly question that. Have they actually advanced? Are they becoming free from the miseries and the sufferings? They say we are living longer. But as one gets older, they're taking so much help from the doctors to keep that going. So many prescriptions, so many different kinds of operations and other kinds of endeavors. I don't know if I should say this, but my own mother, she is in her 80s. On average, she goes to the doctor 3 times a week. Every week. Just to keep going. So, is this helping? Is this a wonderful standard of life? Actually not. When one grows older, he's meant to be peaceful and focus on spiritual topics, his spiritual endeavors, preparing himself for the exit from this world. He's meant to become free from all these disturbing desires which trouble one so deeply as he grows older. All these hankerings, now he cannot satisfy anymore. You cannot run like a young boy. You cannot eat like a teenager anymore. He cannot run passionately and do so many things. It's always feeling some anxiety, some struggle, hankering again and again. If I only could get my good health back, if I could only be a little younger, then life would be very good. So I'll see this doctor, I'll take this medicine, I'll get this special invention to make everything a little better. But Krishna as Kala, time, does not allow one to stop the miseries. They must keep coming. He steals away everyone's life, moment by moment. And that stealing is accompanied by suffering, because we're trying so hard to mitigate all these miseries, when the real method is by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this was instituted, this was created for us by these greatly elevated saintly personalities. So it was given to us as their gift. Maharaj Bhikshu was there to die in 7 days. And instead of lamenting and trying to find medical procedures and prevention so that he would not die, instead he inquired about the most important topics that a human being could know. And he inquired, in not privately, but in an assembly of great sages, so it could all be recorded. It could all be heard again and again. And it could give us the same benefit that he experienced. So this, Prabhupada quotes this verse from this first canto, which is translated, "The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him." Superfluous. In other words, he's suffering, but that's not him that's suffering. I don't know if you've ever had an old car, something maybe 20 years old. I know in the temple we have always seems to have 20-year-old cars. We never get new cars. So something's always breaking down, and hoping that it'll keep on going another few years. But when the driver gets in that car, and there is a breakdown, the driver just doesn't sit down on the side of the road and give up, "Oh, I'm finished." He knows that that problem with that car is superfluous to him. It's not him that's breaking down, it's the car. So he calls roadside service, he gets a mechanic, fixes it, if it can be fixed, and goes on. So these miseries are actually superfluous to the Satchidananda, eternal living entity. But because of misidentification, he doesn't know that. He's always identifying with his body. And when something happens to the body, he takes it something has happened to me. It's like one time I was driving in, and I wasn't driving, I was in a car that was driving in Delhi. I don't want to drive in Delhi, it's crazy. They go everywhere. I don't know if they have traffic rules. They go... Anyway, we came to like this traffic circle and all these cars were converging and one guy was driving a taxi and there was another guy obviously had a very nice car. And so the taxi came and he didn't stop quick enough and he hit that car, that nice car. Very nice. And the driver immediately jumped out and he went over to the taxi and he grabbed the guy and he shake him, "How dare you hit me, you hit me." You know? And he was threatening him practically with his very life. So he's identifying with that car. So the car has a bump in it. You just bump it out, fixed. Worst case, you get a new one. Why get so much anxiety over all these things and put others into anxiety back and forth? Of course, it's not good to have accidents, but this is how we are identifying with the body. We're so closely identifying with the body. Anything happens to it, it has happened to me. I'm a little bit sick, and then, oh, I am not feeling well. Oh, I am getting old. It's not I, it's the body. And that which is inside the body, which makes the body move, is the soul. When this Prabhupada explained, when the soul leaves, nothing makes that body work again. There's nothing. It is just useless lump of matter. We've all heard this many times. But the problem is the mass of people don't know this. So Prabhupada is encouraging us here to take on this responsibility given by Vyasadeva to benefit, to make everybody happy, relieve their sufferings by giving this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is meant for us, of course. We're devotees of Krishna. But it is meant to help others. Perhaps we could open a little stand in front of the doctor's office. Get relief from all your miseries here. Don't waste your money. I know I was talking to one doctor a few weeks ago, and she was telling me, "You come in to see me, and fell down. You had a big fall." He said, "So I can see that there's nothing seriously wrong with you. But I have to give you an x-ray, I have to give you an MRI, I have to give you this test, that test, just to protect myself. Not because you need it, because I can see you don't need it, but to protect myself I have to do all these tests." So that's the way it is, you know. I'm not to criticize doctors, but nowadays this is the standard. They're not even taking care of you, they're protecting themselves. And you're put through all these tests and anxiety. My wife, she had a test last 2 weeks ago, and they took blood 5 times in one sitting. They needed so much blood, testing this way and that way. I think she was like 1 quart down when she was finished, you know, it was like a lot. So this is what they do, and does it stop the suffering? They can identify, oh, this is coming because of this, but can they actually stop it? At best, they may put the disease at bay. They may slow it down. But nobody has a sign in front of their doctor office, "Come here, you will not die. You will not become old." So like this, it is a temporary process that they're offering. And the devotees are meant, encouraged, to actually give the greatest kindness. Sometimes people ask us, well, like, what kind of welfare work are you offering to people? Other Christian groups, for example, especially Catholics, very famous for all the charitable work they do. How many people they feed, how much clothes they give, how they take care of the poor. So the poor are there. But I remember one time in Detroit, some Two priests came to visit Srila Prabhupada, 1976. And Prabhupada was asking them, well, what is your mission? What are you doing? He said, we are taking care of the handicapped. And all the people who have some problem, they need help, medical help. So what is they asking, Prabhupada, what do you do for the handicapped? Prabhupada's handicap is handy cut. In other words, if your hand is cut, what can you do? I cannot put a new hand there. Better you give something for the soul so they don't need to take this body again. But that they couldn't understand. They were concerned with welfare activities, but not spiritual relief to bring the soul out of its conditioned state. Jai Shri Shri Radhe Sham Shri Krishna Balaram Shri Shri Gorni Kai Jai Prabhupada. So, this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually a little repetitious of the section that was there in the first canto. In the first canto, chapter 2, chapter 7, so many statements about the benefits of the Srimad Bhagavatam and how it helps the people in this age of Kali and all conditioned souls get relief from these miseries. Just by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam daily, you know, all the effects of the modes and passion and ignorance are reduced almost to nil. So these are very valuable results for one who is actually trying to perfect his life. For those who are interested in maintaining their happiness in the material world, not very interesting. Not at all interesting. Why should I waste my time hearing these subjects? Let me hear the latest news, sports scores. Let me hear so many other topics. Let me hear all the latest songs on the radio. Why should I hear songs about Krishna? I can go dancing in a discotheque. No, they don't have discotheque now. What do they have? Anyway, the dance clubs. So they're not interested. They're thinking, let me be happy with my material engagement, my material enjoyments. But these are all to be finished very shortly. If you talk to some older people, maybe a little older than us, you find that they want to do all these things, but they cannot. Old age has stolen away their ability to do that anymore. So they are full of lamentation. If only I was young again. My father was not really a devotee of Krishna in any in to be spoken of, but he did one time say some words of wisdom which I really appreciated now more than ever. He said, son, let me tell you, you know, these senior years, older years, they call them the golden years. He said, there's nothing golden about them. Why? Because there's so much suffering. There's not a time of enjoyment. So, but everyone has to face this. Whether you're 5, you're 15, you're 25, you'll grow old. You'll face old age. Oh, nothing will stop that. So better to hear the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam and get real relief. By hearing this, by making sincere endeavor, Krishna may be pleased and he will award us his eternal service. This is the ultimate goal of all devotees of Krishna, to go back to Godhead. But even in the beginning stages, still there is relief from all suffering. It's one of the first symptoms of devotional service, that one becomes freed from all miseries. So we can offer this to everyone. I was thinking as I was studying this, perhaps we should take out big newspaper ads, internet ads. Come free from all your sufferings. But it does take a little faith. And actually, to be able to hear properly, first one has to do one thing. Anyone know what that is? One has to serve the person Bhagavat. Then he'll get a taste to hear the message of the Bhagavatam. So, they need an opportunity to serve devotees of the Lord. So in different ways, we engage them in some service. And get them to come to the temple, get them to take Krishna prasad, so they become interested in these topics. So let me stop here. I think maybe some of you would have something further to comment on this. Yes, Madan Mohan, please. Maybe it's a little low volume.
When you made the comment about the qualification for hearing, I got a little twinge on that one, where I was saying that actually you don't really need any qualification for hearing. Prabhupada would talk about the Harinam going out on the streets, and he says they don't want to hear, but they just by walking by, you're forcing them to become pious. So just like sometimes people force you to do other things, they curse you, so you someone has the ability. In the old days, they would curse somebody to have some misfortune. So we benedict everybody by hearing. It forces them to become pious, agyata sukriti. So in that one sense, it starts off, I call it the grace period. That's a pun, I guess, that... you just get you get the mercy without any qualification. Lord Nityananda cut this, and Lord Chaitanya kept these channels of the mercy.
That's true. We do, that is one of the main benefits of the Harinam. But the example of Narada Muni's previous life is also there, that he rendered service to the great Bhagavats. And by doing so, and he heard from them. Of course, we should not misunderstand. The hearing itself is a service. The Bhagavats, they speak. Why? So that they can, that is their service. They speak and they want someone to listen. So if you hear, then you're serving them. That is also service, very important service. Oh. Please.
Thank you for a very nice class, Prabhu. Yesterday I was reading online that they have a new disease it's an old disease, but it's a sexually transmitted disease, and it's called a super bug, and it's resistant to any kind of antibiotics. And they're saying that 40% of the people who have contracted this disease have died. And it's in L.A., and it's coming to the major cities in the United States.
Yeah, that's the real fact. They invent cures for all the diseases, but the diseases are not static. They reinvent themselves so that those cures no longer work. And they become even more deadly. Just like I think they had all these outbreaks of E. coli in Europe and everything. A lot of people were suffering. Some people even died. And they said there's a new strain that is very difficult to counteract. You know, so this is Kali Yuga. You know, they think they're getting rid of all these sufferings. Look, we've conquered this disease, that disease. But the ones they get are even worse. The next level. Oh, Stita D. Muni, please. Another great sage.
Okay, this is just technical kvetching. But when we, as a tactic, when we say the diseases are getting worse, I mean, I totally agree the material world is endlessly problematic. Am I supposed to put this? But, I mean, just 100-something years ago, hundreds of millions of people would die from the flu. After World War I, more people died from the flu than actually died in the battles. So I'm not saying, therefore, life is just peachy keen now, but, you know, it wasn't exactly peachy keen then either.
No, that's a fact. There was those factors are there. But, of course, we know that those who are familiar with Brahminical life would certainly be very careful with their cleanliness. Maybe not all those people were at that standard. And even then, you know, like how many people died from auto accidents compared to now? Have an accident at 70 miles an hour, probably you're not going to walk away. Okay, Vivekan. Probably be the last comment.
Even though those vaccines are good, it seems like there's so much more autistic people now, too. I think. Anyhow, my question is with Krishna and Vishnu. It's stated that Parikshit was called Vishnu Rata, whereby he was protected by Lord Vishnu. So this temple in South India, Padmanabha, it's a Vishnu, well, a Krishna temple, Krishna Vishnu, you know. So I said it's a Krishna temple. So there was one Indian gentleman says it's a Vishnu temple. See, so I was smiling, you know, because I know all these expansions are actually coming from Krishna. From the Anirudh expansion includes Padmanabha. See, so sometimes there's like a big confusion between the two, and lots of people feel that Lord Krishna is coming from Vishnu.
Yes, there's that confusion. As Prabhupada said, there's also not good teachers out there. It's like Saturday I was up in Tallahassee, and now they have a new president there, Subhuti Krishna, an Indian devotee. Nice very man. He has brought deities there, and Radha Krishna deities, and you should know their name, Radha Shama Sundar. So I met one gentleman up there, and I was speaking to him. I knew him. I've met him before, different years. Don't see him that often. And I was just asking him, trying to see, like, okay, what do you do for your spirituality? And, I'm a member of the Vedanta Society. I said, really? So you're a Vedanta? Do you study Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, no. No. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence, the conclusion of the Vedanta. And they're studying Vedanta, they don't get the Srimad Bhagavatam. So much misfortune out there. The best they don't get. Even though they come close, they still don't get this Bhagavat, which will mitigate their miseries. All right, so let's stop there. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.